We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
People, look alive. It's showtime.
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
The Lions end up beating the Packers tonight. It won't be like a shock to the system. We might be a little surprised. It won't be a shock. But nobody, when they're talking to their buddies today or their kids or their family or their coworkers, nobody is going to say, you know what, I think the Lions will win.
Well, anytime a divisional team comes into Lambeau, 95% of the people say the Packers are going to win.
They've done studies, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The Chuck Friedman eye test has the Packers to be victorious in this one. Ryan Horvath has the Packers to be victorious in this one. I've got the Packers to be victorious in this one. I believe as we continue with our full day of station pregame here, the station will have the Packers in this one. How about you guys at 414-799-1250, and okay, we're pretty certain that the Packers are going to win this one. Now we understand that in the NFL, anything can happen. So let's try to think of how the Packers maybe don't win this game tonight. 414-799-1250. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath. How do the Packers, Chuck, not win this game tonight?
Well, if Kerryon Johnson has a big game for the Lions, I think. I mean, he's coming off a pretty good one. He has a big game, and if Matt Stafford gets a little bit of rhythm going, which Savage, it doesn't sound like he's going to play for the Packers. That could be a little bit of an issue. But that defense, that Packer defense, is playing with a lot of confidence right now. They are. They feel they're really good, and they feel really good about themselves. That coming off that emphatic win over the Cowboys, they should. They should feel good about themselves. But the Lions have had this extra week to prepare. They've had the bye week. They're coming off the bye week. But I could see Detroit hanging in there, but I still think Green Bay is the better team. I know we didn't give the Lions a lot of respect to start the season. They've had a couple of nice showings, but I don't think they get. I think the Packers end that four game losing skid against these guys. That four game losing skid against the Lions by winning tonight.
Yeah, the Lions have your number, man. They've beat the Packers the last four times. Well, what are we doing being so confident?
Yeah, I think Daryl Bevell. He's a damn good offensive coordinator. I think he never quite got over that mistake he made in the Super Bowl when he should have called a run to Marshawn Lynch, but he passed the ball and was picked off. He took full blame for that, but I just think he never really has recovered. But I think, Bevell, he spent 1 year, or he spent a couple of years in Green Bay, but he spent 1 year with Aaron Rodgers in 2005 when Rodgers was a rookie. So maybe knows a little bit about Rodgers as a quarterback. But I don't know how much you could really take from being 1 year with a guy and a guy who never really got into the game in 2005. But I know Rodgers has got a lot of respect for him. But Bevell, he's been around a little bit. I mean, he's been around. He's been around the league a little bit. It was with the Viking organization, Seattle. And he's tailored his offense around Matthew Stafford. And their running game, again, was pretty potent last week with Johnson.
The injury report officially does have Davante Adams out. So we thought maybe he could play on this one, but the turf toe is going to keep him sidelined again. Robert Tonyan on there as out. Darnell Savage on there as out, which means more Will Redmond in the secondary. Tony Brown at corner is questionable. And then for the Lions, you will not see Mike Daniels tonight. This will not be the return of Mike Daniels. I mean, I don't know what it is, but as soon as he signed with the Lions, I looked ahead on the schedule and I thought, yeah, I'm pretty sure Mike Daniels will be injured by that time, because I feel like this has happened with TJ Lang and Josh Sitton.
But if there's any, no. See, I felt the other way. I thought Daniels would do whatever it took to be in this game tonight against the Packers. because that guy's got a high motor to begin with. And from all the talking he's done over in Detroit.
High motor.
He's got a high motor.
You can only say that for white athletes.
No, you could say it about anybody.
Scrappy. Nah. High motor.
Nah.
That's a white athlete term.
Nah, I think you could use
all right.
For you, for Daniel Spann, because the guy is always
progressive. Chuck, 2019.
Well, no. I've always been progressive, haven't I? He's revved up all the time. He's ready to go. And I'm surprised. I thought he would find a way to get himself at least ready for this game. But apparently he's too hurt.
It's the foot injury. It's the same foot injury that the Packers thought it was going to be a waste to have him here. So they cut him.
And if that thing lingers, he won't be spending much time in Detroit either.
So no Mike Daniels. Sad to say that those of you with your Mike Daniels jerseys that are going to the game tonight, I guess you can wear them comfortably because Mike Daniels will not be playing. And so you won't have to be picked to choose a side. You know, just like how when Favre left, it tore the fan base apart. The same for Mike Daniels. He left, and wow, so many people were mad. Let's talk to KJ.
Mahalo, Magalulu. Check out
799-1250, 414-799-1250. The same thing you guys are asking each other today. KJ, how you feeling about the Packers tonight?
Aloha, brothers. Yes, I'm taking the Packers tonight. It's going to be a tough game, though. Detroit's going to, I think, start off fast, and the Packers are going to come from behind in the fourth quarter to win the game. It's going to be a grueling game. I think the Packers win 24-23. It's going to be a real, you know, hardly fought game, and it's going to be very contested. They're not going to like each other out there on that field very much tonight. Back and forth with each other. I think people are underestimating the Lions' defense. They're not that bad. I mean, they've hung in every game. They played well against Kansas City early in the year. And I think Stafford's going to hook up with a couple of his receivers, and the Packers are going to come from behind late to win.
Hey, did you get a new TV after the last painful loss? Was that the Brewer game? You said you broke your TV.
Yes, I did.
Watch the game tonight?
Yeah. No, I had another TV, but I blew out one of my other TVs. But I did go to the electronics store.
Went How about to, Sight and Sound Solutions?
No, I didn't. I didn't get one from
ABC
there.
Audio
I
Video.
Get my cable through them, though.
Oh, that's good.
So. Yeah, no. I mean, I've got everything intact tonight, and I'm not planning to break anything this evening.
Did you sign up for an anger management class?
How about Sears?
No, it was one of the big box electronic places.
J.C. Penney's.
No, J.C. Penney's.
Montgomery Ward.
Kmart.
No, none of those. Not Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
Woolworth's. Big something. No, no. What the heck? I don't remember.
KJ, my anger management class meets on Wednesdays if you want to ride.
Yeah, for sure, man. You can pick me up and then we'll go by our spot and get mad again.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Aloha. 799-1250, 414-799-1250.
I don't think I've ever gotten mad enough about a sporting event, about one of our teams, that I broke a TV. Bobbleheads are one thing, but TV, no. Almost threw the vacuum cleaner one time over the railing. That wouldn't have been a very good idea. But never the TV. I come to my senses before that happens.
Well, I mean, the TV, if you break, that's a lot of money.
Depending. I mean, the TV I got, you probably get it for $100 these days. I'm going on 10 years, and every time I go to one of those big box stores, I feel like my TV's getting cheaper and cheaper.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are the only station Packer fans need, 105.7 FM, The Fan. We've got you covered all day long with the Bill Michaels Show, the Wendy's Big Show coming up. A few of the guys will be in Green Bay today. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Billy Schmidt will all be up there. The Green and Gold postgame show to follow. Green and Gold overtime. Pretty much be on the air throughout the entirety of the day and then almost into the overnight. Depending on how long Joe Zinzola's Green and Gold overtime goes, we could see him tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
How crazy this game could be.
He should stay up all night. Now, the Packers win this game. Okay. That's another divisional opponent that they would have knocked off. They would really take a stranglehold as far as a playoff spot is concerned. Because you look at it and, you know, the division, they're going to hold some tiebreakers. They got a tiebreaker already against Minnesota. I feel, well, they got one game up on them, but if they could win another time, and same with Chicago, Detroit, you go through the first half and beating those teams, you are looking real good. Man, Philadelphia, their only loss being the Philadelphia, and with the Eagles now with another loss yesterday, you may not have to worry about them as far as home field against them. So I feel like a game like tonight, you are moving toward, if you win this game, you are moving toward maybe getting a top two seed in the, at the very least, a top two seed in the NFC.
Percentage-wise, too, it'd be good for a win tonight. Teams that opened 4-2 since 1990, when the NFL adopted the 12-team format, 62% of the time they make the playoffs. So even if the Packers lose, they've got a 62% chance to make the playoffs. Teams that have started 5-1 since 1990 have an 83% chance of making the playoffs. And how about that? Matt LaFleur could start out 5-1 in his rookie season on a season with so much turmoil last year, so much off-season turmoil. We're hearing about McCarthy massages and the silos that are built, and then they hire this guy, and oh, he's a great interview, and then he does a press conference, and it's like Murphy railroaded it, and LaFleur barely talked, and we're like, oh, he impressed him. He can't even talk. How is this going to go? But then, oh, the music's loud. Oh, he's a fun guy, and after all this, how's the relationship? How's it going to work? Are they best friends? I mean, a 5-1 start would be, I think, beyond anybody's expectations outside of our Ryan Horvath, who called the Packers to go 12-4.
Yeah, but I would say this with LaFleur, just pump the brakes. I mean, he's doing a nice job, but give him some time. Give him some time before we really learn about the guy. You hear about the culture change and people are having a good time in the locker room and guys are getting along and all that. And Gutekunst maybe has something to do with that. And you never really know how the chemistry in your team is going to do or how it's going to be. But whether or not he's a good coach or not, I think that's to be determined. Let's give him some more time and see how the season goes. And let's see how this season goes and how next season goes. It takes about 2 years, I think, before you get a good grasp on how good or how bad a coach is.
We keep asking if anybody's going to pick the Lions tonight. I know somebody that picked the Lions tonight.
Detroit.
My six-year-old.
I saw that.
That's right. You are right. There was a, yeah.
He's on the list, man. First, he picks the Lions. Then he has a long, long weekend. He eats a tremendous amount of sugar. Now he has the flu, so I'm a little bit worried about myself because he was up all night last night. So first he goes against our hometown team, and now he's just walking around getting everybody sick. But in a Packers hat, the kid picks the Lions to win on Monday Night Football. I've never been more disappointed in my life.
Now is he just defying? Like, is my kid will defy me like that? And he picked the Eagles a few weeks ago.
Well, you know, a couple weeks back he took the Packers. He took the Badgers. Both won. Then again, the Badgers were playing Kent State. And yeah, he just flipped the script. He does like to go against
me. Is this a thing? Is this a thing that fathers and sons are at odds with each other over sports teams?
Well, see, sons are supposed to like the same teams their dads like. I tell it to my kid all the time, my 8-year-old. So you're supposed to like the same teams. Right. You're supposed to like the, first of all, you live in Wisconsin. You should like our own sports teams here. You shouldn't be liking teams from Minnesota or teams from Illinois or Michigan or Boston, for that matter. My kid likes the Patriots.
Growing up, I loved the I loved the mid-90s Chicago Bulls, the 72-10 Bulls. I loved them. I watched every single game. I wore a Tony Kukoc jersey, and I'd run up and down and pretend to be Tony Kukoc because he was Croatian, and he was a 6'11" guy that could handle the ball. My dad is a Bulls fan, but he almost liked cause they never lost. You know, they went 72-10, 95-96. But all 10 losses, he would make up this song, Bulls Going Down Tonight. Anytime they'd be down 10, and I would get so pissed. And even though he was a Bulls fan, he just liked to, because I care about sports pretty much more than anything on this planet, like just to get in my head, he would taunt me about our own team. So I feel like, yeah, there's a nice little healthy father-son rivalry.
Can I hear more of this song?
It was just over and over, Bulls Going Down Tonight.
Like Bulls the freaks, going down tonight.
Like the freaks come out at
Bulls
night.
Bulls going down tonight.
Yeah, yeah. And he would just like whisper it, like, you know, because sometimes we would be leaving St. Mary Nativity for basketball practice and I'd have to catch the game on the radio. And, you know, Chuck Swirsky on the call. And
we'd be going down tonight.
Not back in the 90s, though. That would have been, Neil Funk.
Yeah, it was Neil. Well, Neil Funk, yeah, he's on the TV broadcast.
But he was on the radio back then.
He was on the radio then.
He took over for the great Jim Durham.
Yeah.
So I don't care about any of the Bulls broadcast teams in the 90s. Didn't Wayne Larrivee do that?
He did.
Or was he doing the Bears?
He did some TV. I know Larry did some Larry did like fill in on the Bulls games. He would do some
Yeah,
he did some Cubs games, and then finally he was like, "Oh, I think
How did he break through that?
What's that?
He did Chicago sports forever.
Yeah,
and now he's the voice of the Packers, and nobody ever. I mean, Bill Michaels has been here for 90 years, and people still yell at him because he grew up in Ohio.
I think both of those guys have been here just the same amount of time. I think Larry became
nobody ever thinks Chicago with Wayne.
No, but initially they did. They did. I believe it was like late 90s, early 2000s when he took over for...
Ball's going down tonight.
Jim Irwin. But not anymore.
Catchy, huh?
Ball's going down tonight.
Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Packer pregame coverage all morning long, all day long. Here on the Fan, we'll talk to Ryan Wood around 8:20, our Green and Gold Insider. The latest on how the Packers adjust to some of these injuries coming up. 9 o'clock, Michael Lombardi, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider will join us. He just threw up an article about who he thinks is going to make the playoffs in the NFC. He had the Packers at a 4 seed, but then a lot changed over the weekend, so we'll talk to him about that. And then voice of the Lions, Dan Miller, will join us at 9:15. Bart's Baby Oh Baby Breakfast, it is back at Perkins for a limited time. You've got the special where you can get 2 eggs, the smoked sausage, the 2 bacon strips, the 2 sausage links, hash browns, or breakfast potatoes, and a choice of 3 pancakes, the mammoth muffin, or toast. You can get that all for just $8.59 at Perkins. Had a few people message me and tweet me over the weekend that they got themselves a nice, delicious meal. We have Dan LaFontaine had the Bart's Baby Oh Baby breakfast. Looks like he went with the scrambled eggs and the pancakes. And then his kid seems to be eating a plate with just 1 piece of bacon on it. So he must have gave a little to his kid there.
Well, I saw Harvey on, was it Twitter this weekend or Facebook with his picture?
Yeah.
Now, was that from when we went or it looked like to be a different time?
No, Horvat, at least what he told me, is that he's gone every single day.
Okay.
Unless you're lying to me.
Wore the same clothes as me.
Same clothes every day.
Because I saw the camera angle and I saw where you're sitting. I'm like, that can't be the same picture that when we went.
So I do go every single morning with my son. We love the Bart's Baby Oh Baby breakfast. It's so damn good.
I heard you take him out of school for this.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you stop by his school and say, hey, time to go to breakfast. You give him like the dentist appointment and then take him to breakfast.
Like time to make the donuts, but time to get to breakfast.
Yeah.
But I want to clarify that I wasn't able to make it this weekend because people on Twitter were asking me about the breakfast, and God forbid I'd like slept in a little bit because I wasn't feeling tremendous. Somebody was like, man, I asked you what was in this breakfast, and you ignored me. And now I see you were here this morning. And I was like, no. Okay, this picture was taken a couple days back. I wasn't just ignoring your Twitter questions while sitting there eating my pancakes. This picture was taken 2 days ago. But you get a little bit of everything. You get some sausage. You get the breakfast potatoes. I always go with the hash browns. Pancakes. The toast. You get that thing lightly breaded. I like the bacon. I like to ask for it a little bit crispy. Bart thinks that's me being a diva.
Keep going. I'm good.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have a drink of coffee.
We got the sausage. What am I forgetting?
The ham? The customer service there?
Oh, Helen?
Helen at the front desk.
Wasn't it Debbie?
Peggy was our waitress.
Yes.
Yeah. Bart's Baby Oh Baby Breakfast. Who knows? Maybe you'll see Ryan Horvat there next time you go to Perkins. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Hey, how you feel the Packers will do tonight? 414-799-1250.
Absolutely critical, and we talk about the North games, and the bottom line is whoever wins this next game is going to be the leader in the North, in the division. So we know we have a team that's a really good football team coming in our place playing on Monday night.
I think you could say the NFC North is the best division in football right now. Every team is still over 500. The winner of this game tonight will be in first. Vikings currently in second. They beat the Eagles 38-20. Yesterday afternoon. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvat. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. 414-799-1250. We'll read more of your tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan as well. The same thing you're going to ask at the water cooler today. Hi, how do you think the Packers are going to do tonight? 414-799-1250. We'll also hear from Oren Burks, who was on the Fan on Friday for the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Some good stuff from him as he has worked his way back from the injury, and we'll see what he can do tonight. But that always a good show. Friday nights at 6, you can get the full show. Fan on demand, radio.com app at 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Before we get back to some of the tweets and the calls, Was there anything, as you guys sit down on the couch and watch football probably all day yesterday, was there anything that, like, made you mad? And I've said this before. Sometimes I watch these other teams. I don't care about them. But I get mad, like the year that Nathan Peterman was starting for the Bills when he shouldn't have been. Yesterday, I think I'm kind of mad, like, how bad the Chargers are. And why are they so – how did the Chargers and Falcons get so bad out of nowhere?
Well, what I don't understand, I feel like more teams are going for the win at the end of games on, like, Miami, okay?
Yeah, what was that?
Going for the win for a two-point conversion and running a horrible play.
Well, they're trying to lose for Tua.
Okay, but if you're going to go for the win, what a horrible play to run.
I don't think they wanted to win. That's the thing. I think they wanted, like, they want to be in that game. Right, so not everybody quits the team, because we actually see that happening the last couple of years, guys just quitting teams at halftime. I feel like they wanted to lose that game, though, so why not go for two? You're right there in the game, so fans maybe come back, but you still have a good shot of getting Tua, because everybody's tanking for Tua.
You know, Miami's playing the Washington Redskins. They're not playing the New England Patriots,
right.
Okay? And I can see where if you're a big underdog and you feel like this is your chance to win a game, and because you can't win it in overtime, even then, I think that's foolish to think. But Miami thinking that they got to win that game, and what happened? They scored, you know, potentially the tying touchdown. They closed within 17-16 in the final seconds, 5 seconds left in the game, 5, 6, 7 seconds left in the game. And they went for two instead of taking that game to overtime, and they drew up a horrible wide receiver screen that blew up. The receiver didn't even catch the ball. It was terrible. And I'm like, why not take it to overtime and let your team have a chance? You're playing the Washington Redskins. I didn't get that at all. So that made me mad.
I'm watching that game too, and the two teams are pretty terrible, right? The Redskins came in at 0-5, and the Dolphins came in at 0-4. And everybody's acting like this is the worst game that's ever been played in the history of time, and it doesn't matter. Well, the Redskins won, and they're only two back in the East.
Yeah.
So
going nowhere fast, though.
But they're only two back in the East.
Yeah.
And they're still on a winning streak.
But they're not as good as Philadelphia.
But they're only two back.
Yep.
I mean, we're saying this game like it didn't matter, but it mattered. And then the Dolphins, you know, who knows what could happen in the AFC. And, yeah, all these teams are going for two. North Carolina against Clemson a couple weeks ago. Had an opportunity to go to overtime against Clemson.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go for two and run the worst play in our playbook.
But I could see in that situation, if you just think you can't win the game in overtime because you're such a heavy underdog, but why does Miami – what's the urgency? But your way of thinking they're only two games out – I mean, do you really think the Chargers are going to catch Kansas City in the AFC West? You could say, too, hey, they're only two behind the Chiefs, but they're not catching the Chiefs.
I'm not giving an opinion. I'm just stating a fact. They're only two games out.
But still, it's a big two games, though.
It's just two games.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well.
That is all I'm saying. If the Packers were two games out of somebody after tonight, we'd say, oh,
but the Packers are a good team.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
Is it? What time is it? My biggest takeaway from yesterday, it's 7:28. Does Dan Quinn still have a job?
I think Dan Quinn at this moment still has a job.
He should have been fired yesterday around 3:05 p.m. Central Time is when he should have been fired, because he is the worst head coach in all of football.
No, you always say that about Bill O'Brien.
You know what? He made some pretty solid decisions yesterday, Bill O'Brien, and he at least draws up his own plays. As soon as Kyle Shanahan took off to get his own head coaching job, and that's my biggest takeaway most likely from yesterday, is the 49ers are for real. We need to stop pretending that they're not for real.
Yeah, Chuck.
I mean, the run design plays.
Wait. What do you mean me?
Jimmy Garoppolo looked really good.
They're 5-0.
They're not asking him to do anything.
The defense is all right.
Ooh, it's pretty good. I like Bosa.
But, I mean, are they the best team?
No.
Are they the best team in the NFC? No.
I got to go. I agree with you guys on Seattle. Russell Wilson, if the season ends today, he's the MVP. That you know, I had the Browns yesterday. They get off to that big lead. Baker, he played a little bit better at times. He got banged up, and he threw some really bad interceptions. But Seattle with Russell Wilson, we could go back to the NFC Championship game, and I don't want to, but where they come back and they beat the Packers, you could just never count that guy out. I feel like every week I'm watching the same two teams play from down two scores. Russell Wilson, who leads his team back to a victory, throws three touchdown passes. And then don't we feel like every Chargers game is the same game every week? Phillip Rivers is down three scores. They run the two-minute offense for the entire fourth quarter. He throws like 200 yards in the fourth quarter. They get within a touchdown, and then he just starts throwing verticals down the field and throwing bad picks.
You know what's funny about Russell? I mean, we think he's good. I was listening to some Seattle sports talk on Friday, And people are calling in and saying, well, Russell Wilson, why is he an MVP candidate? Why he's not that? I mean, he's not
what?
That good.
Oh,
and
they
I'm
don't
like,
even win
what?
Without him.
People were trashing him on Seattle Sports Talk on Friday afternoon. Like, you got to be kidding me.
He's the most complete quarterback.
Absolutely.
In the NFL.
Absolutely.
And him beating the Browns, that hurt because Horvat and I got Deshaun Watson MVP odds at 66-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they beat the Chiefs on the road, and we're looking real good, but then.
Then
Wilson,
Russell.
Yeah, he's currently atop that list.
Yeah. I even think some people here in the state don't give Russell his due credit.
There's no way to defend
him. Because he's beating
him.
The Packers.
Yeah, there's no way to defend the guy. If you play coverage down the field, he beats you with his legs. And I don't think there's a better running quarterback in the NFL. Like, I think Lamar Jackson's more explosive. He's younger. He's like the new version of Mike Vick. But Russell Wilson is just so smart because he only uses his legs when he has to. He's not taking unnecessary hits like he did those first couple years in the league. I think right now the season ends. He's number one. And you got to put Deshaun Watson, too. I think Mahomes, yesterday especially, fell to number three. Something's not right with him. I think he's injured. He's not
planning.
Yeah, he's
got a sore foot, it sounds like.
He's not planning with his back foot. Yeah. If you watch him, he's throwing off his back foot more than ever.
Yeah, but as far as Russell Wilson is concerned, yeah, I mean, he is the...
McCaffrey's got to be up there.
He has to be up there, yeah.
I think Russell Wilson... I mean, a two-minute offense. I mean, Russell Wilson just makes the plays. I mean, he could have three phone poles out as wide receivers, and he'd still find a way to win a game.
Yeah. Oh, and I was right about the Rams. They're going to go 8-8 this year, right? They suck.
Yeah, they suck again.
Jared Goff exposed, richest quarterback in pro football.
Yeah. Back to what Bart was saying, I don't think there's anything you get really mad at because, I mean, the only thing I really get mad at is if the Packers lose.
I know, but sometimes I watch these other teams and it's like the Cowboys started off 3-0, and then they were rolling along. And Kellen Moore, they were doing all this offensive stuff. And then now they've gone back to sucking again.
Like, well, that's great.
But I don't get it.
I love it.
These teams, it's like who in this league
better
wants
them
to
than
win?
Us. Better them than us.
I followed this new Twitter account. I forget what it's called, but it takes measurement of teams that punt and how they always punt and like give up by punting. And every team, like down 17-7 with 10 minutes to go at their own 40, they're punting instead of going for it on fourth and two.
So in other words, it's like surrendering in blackjack.
Yeah, all these teams are surrendering. All these teams they're just trying not to lose. And it's like these teams that should be good, because there are a lot of bad teams in the NFL, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
It seems like some of these teams are so reluctant to try to win.
Well, I thought the Cowboys were going to pull that one out yesterday. They were down.
Well, they made the two and then they got called back.
What's that? Yeah.
They made a two-point conversion.
Yeah, yeah. And at the end there, you know, they got the touchdown. Dak scores a touchdown. I thought they were going to somehow tie that up and then maybe win it in overtime, and never got that far.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. How you feeling about Detroit tonight? How you feeling about the Packers? 414-799-1250. You can chime in on Twitter as well. Jaim says, Lions giving up fourth fewest passing yards. If receivers get a case of the drops, Lions could win this, but I'm still going to go with the Packers 28-24. Dave says, after watching the NFL yesterday, there's nothing far-fetched about the Lions winning tonight. They might not be the same old Lions, but a division game at home, Packers need it. I'll take them 24-20. You can continue to chime in at 799-1250 and at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We will hear from Oren Burks coming up, who is on the Lodge Kohler kickoff, and much more. Inside that Packers locker room, next, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Sports Flash, right now.
From the 105.7 FM, The Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, the Packers host the Lions tonight on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field. Green Bay looks to improve their record to 5-1 on the season. Looks like they'll have to do so without Davante Adams. He'll miss his second consecutive game as he continues to deal with turf toe. Kickoff tonight, 7:15. Postgame coverage to follow on The Fan with Bill Michaels. Former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. Elsewhere around the NFC North on Sunday, Kirk Cousins threw three of his four touchdown passes to Stephon Diggs. They rack up a season-high 333 yards in the air in Minnesota's 38-20 win over the Eagles. Vikings now 4-2 on the season. The Eagles dropped to 3-3. Around the league yesterday, Sam Darnold returned from mono to lead the Jets to a 24-22 win over the Cowboys. Darnold threw for two touchdowns in the victory. Panthers topped the Bucs 37-26. Ravens get past the Bengals 23-17. The Seahawks came back to beat the Browns 32-28 behind three touchdown passes from Russell Wilson. Seattle now 5-1 this season. 49ers remain unbeaten with a 20-7 win over the Rams. Also remaining unbeaten is Teddy Bridgewater, is starting quarterback of the Saints. They pick up a 13-6 win over the Jags. Broncos shut out the Titans 16-0. Washington wins their first game of the year over the Dolphins 17-16. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals knock off Matt Ryan and the Falcons 34-33. And on Sunday Night Football, the Steelers beat the Chargers 24-17. Major League Baseball, the Astros even their series with the Yankees with a 3-2 walk-off win in 11 innings. Preseason hoops, the Bucks moved their record to a perfect 4-0 in the preseason with a 115-108 win over the Wizards. Chris Middleton scored 22 points in the win. The update brought to you by Tally's Tap and Eatery in Waukesha. Great homemade meals. Watch the Green Bay Detroit game tonight at Tally's while enjoying drink specials on Miller Lite, White Claw, Tall Crown Royals, and Captains. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Does anything about this Lions team concern you? Chuck and Winkler returns next.
They've had her number a little bit here the last few years, and you know, this is a big game, and this is going to decide who's leading the North Division, and they played good ball against us, and we know that they're a good football team, so we need to be ready to go Monday night, and it's going to be a hell of a game, there's no doubt.
Brian Bulaga, Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath here, and you at 414-799-1250. Can we just be honest? Lions have beat the Packers the last four times. Does anyone even care?
No, you know why? Because the Packers have sucked the last 2 years.
Why do we keep saying that stat?
Well, because the Packers...
No one cares.
Hold on. The Packers have sucked the last 2 years. Even though I thought the Packers were going to win that game last year, I took a minus the 7 in that finale. But the Packers have been bad. That's the reason why the Lions have beaten Green Bay. And they've beat them pretty decisively in all these matchups. You look at it, and the Packers...
I don't even remember these games.
Well, the one last year at... In Detroit, the Packers, remember Mason Crosby missed all those field goals. It was the same day the Packers, it was the same day the Brewers beat Colorado to clinch the that series with the Rockies. So I guess that's why we kind of forget that Lions matchup, the first meeting with them. The second one, the Packers were just trying to get out of there alive.
All right, let me go back to, because they beat them the last four times. So let's go back to 2017. Packers had a bye.
Mm-hmm.
They were 4-3, week 9, November 6th. They lost to the Lions in Green Bay, 30-17. So this was after Rodgers had got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, we wiped that one out. Who cares?
Doesn't count. If Rodgers isn't playing, game doesn't count. If he's not playing and finishing the game, doesn't count.
Oh my God. Hundley was 26 for 38, 245 yards, had a rushing touchdown. Your leading rusher that day was Ty Montgomery with 33 yards. Yeah, that game don't count.
That don't count.
All right, New Year's Eve of that same season. Now, Rodgers had come back that year, did he not, at Carolina? And then they still lost?
Yeah, well, he came back for the Carolina game. They lost, and then they shut him down.
So then the Packers lost at home to the Vikings a couple days before Christmas, and then they lost to the Lions, and that game was on the road.
That was the game that Ha-Ha Clinton Dix gave up.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah,
Joe Callahan got in that game.
Yeah,
that, I mean, come on.
I mean, that's again, that was just trying to make it through the season healthy. I mean, not healthy, but nobody else get hurt going into next year.
All right, so that don't count. Last year they played the Lions twice, as you mentioned. The Brewers were playing the Rockies. They lost to the Lions. Now this one might count. They lost at Ford Field 31-23.
Well, of course, that one counts because, you know, we're in the thick of the season here.
Rodgers threw the ball 52 times.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw a stat the other day that when Rodgers throws the ball like 40 or more times, the Packers have a losing record. So don't anytime he's got to pass the team back in the games, you might as well get your divorce papers and go home. But that game, that's where Mason Crosby was missing all those field goals, as I remember.
All right, so that one counts.
Yeah.
And then there was the game last year, December 30th. Lions beat the Packers in Lambeau, 31-0.
Yeah. That's the one that Rodgers ducked out early, and that was a terrible game.
DeShone Kizer was 16-35, 132 yards. He was also 4-40 rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Maybe the best thing he did all day.
Matt Stafford, 262 yards, 2 touchdowns. Zach Zenner, who's not playing right now, had 93 yards and a score on the ground. Man. Okay, so one count. So good for you, Lions. You beat us the last four times. One count.
One was the one that really, yeah, at Detroit. Yeah, but the Packers have had some tough losses to Detroit in their history when games did count. But I feel like some of these games in the last 2 years of Packer football.
Doesn't count.
wipe it off the schedule.
That never happened.
You know how the Bears don't want to look at the instant replay victory the Packers had over them back in 1989?
Screw the Bears.
The asterisk. Well, I feel like these last 2 years, the Packers losing to the Lions, and any losses and any wins, just wipe it off the schedule.
Yeah, it doesn't count. John's in Franklin, 799-1250. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's nice to review all this history, but none of this matters.
It never happened.
No, that's a new day.
Yeah, we just made up stuff just there. None of that ever actually occurred.
Well, it's all about tonight. It's about a couple things for me. It's about taking care of the football. We know what these guys do. These guys punch the football out of the ball carrier's hands. Everyone's got to be on their game with ball security today. If we don't give away the football, which we really haven't shown a propensity to do, so we don't need to start it tonight. We take care of the football. We're halfway home to having a pretty easy victory tonight. I understand that the Lions are better. The other half of the equation for me is playing better run defense. We need to see better run defense. Now, I know the Smith brothers, it's been exciting to see a pass rush. It's been exciting to see opposing quarterbacks under duress for once instead of sitting back there having a cigar with a remote control throwing balls all over the field after 6 seconds. So, yeah, that's exciting, but it's really frustrating when you're getting pushed down the field by the run game and you can't stop it. So that needs to be much improved tonight, and I think it will be. And I think the Packers are going to be okay, and we're gonna send the little Lions home with a loss tonight.
Yeah, I think what they have to do is get Matt Stafford off his comfort level. And the Packers have done a good job this year with their pass rush. You know, if they don't get to the quarterback, taking a quarterback – and moving them around a little bit with their pass rush. So if you're attacking the quarterback, Packers are one of the best teams in the league at doing this. Never used to be, but with some key additions on the offseason, they're good at going after the quarterback and taking him off his spots. And if they can do that with Matt Stafford tonight, make things difficult for him, then I think good things are going to happen. Now, the only problem I really worry about this game is what receiver, Bart, is going to step up for the Packers in the absence of Devontae Adams. Had Aaron Jones both run the ball and catch the ball great against Dallas, but somebody, I think, in that wide receiver core has got to come out and have themselves a game tonight. Who could it be?
We'll talk more about that. I wanted to address the run defense thing. As Oren Burks was with Bill on Friday, the Lodge Kohler kickoff.
We're playing a lot of one-backer defense, so obviously there's going to be a little bit of bleeding on the run, but I feel like we have a lot of different looks that kind of hurt offenses. So it may be our Achilles heel right now, but it's going to be a strength later on because we have so many looks that they're not going to be knowing where guys are rushing from, that kind of thing. And I'm definitely confident that it's going to get a lot better.
Yeah, I think the questions in this one are going to be the same as they were a week ago. Can the run defense step up? Last week it was against Ezekiel Elliott. This week it's against Kerryon Johnson, who is a good back. He is a good back. He had 100 yards plus against the Chiefs the last time the Lions were out there. So he's going to be tough to stop. And even if he's not a good back, I mean, the Eagles ran all over us. So as long as they have a guy back there and the team has the lead, they can run all over you. And then the wide receiver thing, you need somebody else to step up and place a Devontae. We'll get the latest on all this with Ryan Wood coming up 8:20. Our Green and Gold Insider will preview this game with Michael Lombardi at 9, radio.com sports NFL Insider. And then voice of the Lions, Dan Miller at 9:15. We'll tell Dan our theory that the last four games didn't count. And we'll also tell him that tonight doesn't count if the Packers lose either. You good with that?
Well, tonight will count.
Nah.
Why? Because they don't have Devontae?
Yeah.
That's the excuse?
They don't have Devontae.
No.
Because they don't have, because Tony Brown's questionable.
No, I think you can make an excuse for three of the last four losses, but if they lose tonight in front of the home crowd of Monday Night Football, with that crowd hopefully at fever pitch, man, that's on us.
Hey, NFL's an up-and-down league. Doesn't
count. That's on us. That's on us.
Yeah, it won't count. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Freems, you want to make your time with your loved one count.
Well, especially maybe at halftime. You know, I know some couples that like to get after it at halftime.
No, you don't. Yeah, there's nobody
like yes.
That. Disagree.
Seriously?
Who is doing this at halftime?
I do know. And then before you know it, it's like 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Blue Chew can help you in that area, man, to get after it at halftime if you're one of those people. And if you aren't getting the job done, bluechew.com, man. You get these chewables, the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Chewables that can work faster than pills, man. They offer performance enhancement for the bedroom, make you go a little longer, last a few extra rounds, might even take you into the fourth quarter. Only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. You get on the get online with someone from BlueChew.com, an affiliated physician. They'll ask you a couple of questions, and you'll get prescribed online quickly. Everything checks out, so you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. None of that. None of those awkward conversations with your doctor. You just step right in and get this done. They'll ship the ingredients right to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com presented online by a doctor, made right here in the United States. And here's the best part about it, guys. Not only is this going to work for you, but the deal for you guys is visit BlueChew.com. Your first order is free. Free, man. When you use the promo code Chuck, you pay the $5 in shipping and that's it. So guys, if you're having a little problem these days and you're, the lady's not happy, BlueChew.com, first order free, promo code Chuck. People have been asking me, Chuck, where are the BlueChew ads, man? Just giving you guys a little bit of rest here for a couple of weeks, but we're back at it again. BlueChew, back better than ever. Pay the $5 in shipping. That's it. Promo code Chuck, BlueChew.com. Promo code Chuck, BlueChew.com. Promo code Chuck, first order free. Blue Chew. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew.
I saw the stats when you, you know, took a little rest there. The frequency of lovemaking in this town went down 39%.
Well, yeah.
And so don't expect a lot of babies to be born 9 months from now.
No.
Because guys weren't getting it done.
You know, if halftime isn't long enough, maybe before the game tonight or whatever, but...
No, halftime's long enough, trust me.
Halftime, I feel like in football, in the NFL, is like the quickest in any sport.
I just need the break between the third and fourth quarter to do what I need to do.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like 90 seconds.
We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 90 seconds after this update from Mike Clemens.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Lions tonight here at Lambeau Field. Game time 7:15. Detroit's defense did an excellent job of stripping the football away from ball carriers when they played the Chiefs. I asked Packers head coach Matt LaFleur if that's been a talking point heading into tonight's matchup.
That's been a huge point of emphasis. They're as good as any team I've seen on tape. It shows up all over their film, not only in that Kansas City game, but in the Philly game. Now, they do a really good job. You can tell they emphasize that.
On offense, the Packers' Corey Linsley is back at center after suffering a concussion against the Cowboys. Linsley will have to deal with one of the best defenders against the run, 6'3", 353-pound nose tackle, Damon Snacks Harrison.
You know, obviously he's a big dude, but, you know, there are a lot of big dudes that don't have the effect that he does. So I think he's, you know, he's obviously athletic for a big guy, and you know, he's just good at what he does. You know, he's a two gapper. He uses his hands well and moves laterally well. So yeah, I mean, those are all things that make him one of the top guys.
The Packers hope to break a four-game losing streak to the Lions tonight. The forecast calls for mostly clear skies and a temperature around 40 degrees tonight here at Lambeau Field. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford.
The toughest part about playing Lambeau, I say it all the time, is playing the Packers. You know, it's not the environment. It's not the all that. You got to go play the Packers. They're a good football team.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
We continue on. We've got pregame show content for you all day. Who needs to wait until 30 minutes before the game for a pregame? It's 7:51. We're doing it right now. Bill Michaels show coming up next, 10 to 2. Wendy's Big Show with most of the show in Green Bay today, 2 to 6.
How come I'm the only one wearing a Packer shirt today?
Look at me, son.
Oh, okay.
The G right here.
All
right,
I didn't see it. You were covered up. I didn't see the G on
the
other side.
Well, it's a little more low-key. This is like a shirt that's like a nice shirt, and then there's a Packer logo hidden on it.
Yeah. So don't get on me. Horvy, you the Packer fan?
Hey, where's your Packer
Ryan
shirt?
Ryan Horvat, no Packer shirt today.
Oh, I was up all night with a kid who was vomiting, and then he finally fell asleep. The lights were turned off, so I snuck out of the house. This is actually what I wore to bed, this sweatshirt, and then I threw on a pair of jeans because if I turned on the lights, he'd wake up, and he'd only been to bed for like 25 minutes. Wife wasn't feeling very good. She took the day off today, so I had to sneak out.
Too many guys, my excuse, boys. Too many guys getting on Horvy, my boy Horvy here for Horvy for like missing a play or two with his picks.
Yeah, it's unreal. No more free picks, I've decided. I'll give the two each week. I went 1-1 this week. Sorry, 50%. No more free picks on Twitter from me. But I will give you guys a pick tonight. You keep saying, how will the Packers lose? I don't think they lose, but I don't know if they win by 4 points. I did a little research, guys. The Lions, 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 road games against a team with a winning home record. The Packers, 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 against the NFC North.
Packers are also, Lions are also 3-0 ATS in their last 3 games.
That's why I took the 4. So 15-11. 4 points. That's my official prediction.
Some places it's 3.5 already.
Oh, well, I got it on the push.
Because of Devontae.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mark is in New Berlin. I think he disagrees with those trends. 799-1250. Mark, how's it going down tonight?
Hey, Mark.
How's it going? I'll tell you, we don't care about analytics. We don't care about all the stats you guys are
talking
about.
That all the time. These millennials and their numbers.
I hate it too,
just
man.
Just play it out.
Listen to
forget,
me.
Forget those
eye test.
What we got is the dirtiest, nastiest player in the league with Smith. This guy gets penalties. This guy holds. This guy does. He even gets cramps when the other team has a little momentum going. He's all of a sudden down on the ground with a few cramps. I mean, this guy knows how to play this game. He's the Ray Nitschke of the 2019 Packers. He is a mean son of a gun, and he's going to be the difference of the game tonight.
Za'Darius Smith.
You got it.
The Ray Nitschke of 2019.
I think we had to do it.
He's dirty. He's nasty. He gets cramps when the other team's got momentum. You know, he knows what to do.
But would Ray Nitschke ever got a cramp and sat down on the field?
Hey, you know what? Ray Nitschke.
To slow down Roger Staubach and Lenny Dawson.
Face mask and shot him down.
You know, Ray Nitschke and you have something in common. You both had no problem giving out your phone number publicly. Ray Nitschke was the only Packer who used to have his name in the phone book, in Green Bay phone book, so people could just call him up. People called him up all the time.
Oh, would they?
It's like you give out your personal number on the air.
Yeah.
Just like Ray. Ray would advertise his in the phone book.
Stay tuned tomorrow. I'm going to give out my credit card information.
You tried doing that with me once before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to kill you.
What time is that going to be at?
8:20. 8:63.
Mine's
8:63.
Mike's blocked from international sites, though, Harvey.
Mark, what's your score?
My score tonight is 21-0.
Big old shutout.
Big old shutout. Plus, we're at Lambeau Field. Oh, and it's going to be a little chilly. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Mark.
Wait, what do you think? It's the Badger defense that's playing, man?
Mark.
Yes.
Let's be real. Don't you think the Lions shouldn't even, travel to Green Bay? They're going to come all this way. They're going to spend all this money, waste all this gas. Just stay home.
Well, especially the fans.
Yeah, fans should stay home. Team should stay home.
Play him in Madden football or something. I don't know.
Yeah, just load up online. Fortnite's over, I guess, so there's more Madden time.
Yeah, they haven't seen this Smith brother.
No, he's going to dominate.
He's going to dominate tonight. And I'm usually a little negative with the Pack, but tonight, man, it's going to be over in the first half.
Yeah. I think if you did a preseason All-Pro team, or if you did a midseason All-Pro team, a handful of weeks in the season, you would have both Smith brothers, I think, on that Pro Bowl team. Both guys are having that type of year.
Well, and he cramps up at the right time, too, to slow down the other team.
55-91 all over the place tonight.
Yep, those are their numbers. You going to be one of those guys on me?
What's that?
That only refer to football players as their numbers?
55-91.
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
We just need a big game out of 69, and if 75 can keep 12 protected, then 33 will run wild.
That's the way they do it in the NFL, because they, that's the when they point them out on the screen. Watch 72 over here. Yeah, they don't say, well, watch the refrigerator here because he might be sneaking through the A-gap.
I don't care how coaches do it. I'm talking about fans and broadcasters.
Oh, I was doing it to be funny.
I'm driving around and I got Leroy and Gary talking about how 28's going to do tonight, and then I got to Google who 28 is quick.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony Brown. Oh yeah. Just say Tony Brown.
Bart.
Just say Tony Brown.
Bart, I think you're a little anxious for the game tonight.
Well, I got 15-11. I think it's going to be a weird night. Ryan Woods joining us, 8:20.
15-11.
Wait till it's 15-11, then laugh at me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.